Okay. I'll just give you a little bit background of this. I mean, you know, we've been hearing a lot of research projects, and this project is part of a project was more of an implementation project where we did research studies as baseline and endline, but particularly this was more of an implementation project than kind of a specific research project. So as you know, India is more than a billion population, right? And the project that I'm going to talk about is from the state called Uttar Pradesh. And Uttar Pradesh, you won't believe, has a population more than 200 million. So, you know, if you look at it, it's almost a seventh country population overall. It has, you know, this project was implemented by APT Associate with other partners such as PSI, Janani, and others. And here, the reason we took up this is looking at the youth, because youth forms almost one-fifth of the total 200 million population, which is around 35.5 million. And believe it or not, out of this, 50% of them get married before the, you know, one-fifth of them get married before 18 years, which is the legal age. And out of that, those who get married before 18 years, half of them have children before 18 years. So that's why we kind of focused on youth specifically within the overall project of social marketing. And what I'm going to talk to you is how we addressed the communication towards youth within our overall social marketing initiative. You can see here that we targeted the traditional providers, the ISM, which is the Indigenous Systems of Medicine Homeopathy. They are called the Ayurvedic and Homeopathic. They are also MDs. They are also doctors. So we did not target our interventions on quacks, if you will. So we worked with doctors who are not allopathic doctors, but who are homeopathic and Ayurvedic doctors. So a little bit of difference in their study curriculum, etc. However, they are treated as equally as MDs as others. We targeted a network, Satya, which is Trusted Partner Network, and we trained the whole provider network consisted of 3,000 providers, which included GPs, the OBGYNs, and the ISMS, as well as the chemist or pharmacist. All providers were trained or oriented, you can say. It was not a formal training per se, because they're already medical doctors. So they were given just a two-hour session orientation regarding the family planning. So back to the objective of this project is to increase the number of young married couples accessing family planning services from ISMH providers. So how to use the ISMH, it's a missed opportunity because people go to them for different other ailments. You know, some people don't like to take their children to specific allopathic doctors using antibiotics and others. So they take them to the homeopathic and Ayurvedic doctors. And so it's a missed opportunity if they can talk about family planning, the mothers who are coming with children to them. That's how we thought that we could target them as our target audience. So the basic, you know, thing for behavior communication was the behavior among youth is that young couples choose method upon advice of close friends and relatives, which Rebecca was trying to mention. And if they are, if it does not suit them, they don't go to consult any doctor. They just withdraw the method. So similarly, patients visit ISMH providers, as I mentioned, for other illnesses, but do not seek family planning services per se, and therefore we saw this as a missed opportunity. So to talk about our communication strategy, we repositioned the Satya doctor, and Satya is a trusted provider that we labeled as an expert in family planning, to change their habit of seeking specialist advice for family planning. So instead of going to a gyne-OBGYN, they can get that information from a Satya provider. And establish that Satya gives you advice very tailored to your needs, so that the logo and the strategy around the communication that we developed was that Satya is someone, the provider who has tailored your family planning according to your needs. then you have the theme. We had a communication theme. This logo that you're seeing over here, it says Parivar Niyojan Sevaye Jo Aapke Liye Sahi, means family planning, which is particularly, you know, for you. So this logo was developed and kept in front of the ISMH doctors, so saying that this, you know, you will get family planning advice based on what your needs are. So very tailored to your kind of needs. Similarly, the theme they kind of wanted to show is like if you go to a, you know, shoe shop, you get shoe based on what your needs are, right? So that kind of theme. So the Satya suggests family planning methods just for your needs. Or if you go to a garment shop, so it's just according to based on what your needs are, just like you choose everything specially for you, like in a garment store. Therefore, Satya is one where, you know, you'll get a family planning based on your needs. Now, we spoke about the theme, we spoke about what the objective. The campaign, the way they did the campaign was, as you mentioned, Rebecca, that radio was very popular, and similarly, we found here that actually radio was the most popular way of communicating. However, we used out-of-home hoardings and poll kiosks in places where there are no radios. So in towns, it was conducted in 7 towns of Uttar Pradesh. In towns where there were no reach for radios, they used hoardings and poll kiosks. And, you know, you have your radio messaging which says, your neighborhood family doctor could be a trained Satya, your trusted provider, who would be geared to provide you expert advice on all your family planning matters. We also used magazines, the local magazines in which there were kind of advertisement of where you go, who are the providers, etc. And 1-minute animation within through the television. It was much less than what we did for radio.
What's hoarding?
Say it again.
Billboards.
Billboards. It's a very Indian word, isn't it?
Yes.
Hoarding is a very Indian word, so it's billboards. It's prepared by my colleagues, so I wanted that Indian touch over there. You know, I didn't want a Bethesda touch. Okay, here's another Indian touch is that, you know, I believe, according to my colleague, that this was a very, very popular outreach program which we used. You know, women organizations or women's meetings are called Mahila Goshtis. So Mahila means woman, and Goshti means a group of women, basically meetings. So that's the, you know, terminology to translation of that. So there were ways where our representative from the project, from MBPH project, organized in 20 to 25 neighborhoods, bringing 20 to 25 women within that reproductive age group. And we had our field representatives who provided kind of orientation towards the awareness about family planning. They didn't that time distribute, but just provided awareness. And women who showed interest during that period, they were basically referred to the ISMH doctors. And ISMH doctors had in-house in their clinic posters, flyers, and takeaway leaflets. So now here are the results. So these, after implementing this project for about 3 years, we external evaluation, you can see here, it's again December 10th to February 12th. So these, you know, we supplied contraceptive to ISMH doctors. So you can see the baseline versus the inline results. There's an increase in their stocking. There's an increase in their sales. There's also increase, if you look at them, the trust and influence of their providers on how to utilize family planning services, both in Lucknow, which is the main city where they did, and expanded to other cities in Uttar Pradesh. Similarly, an increase in adoption of family plan methods, the current use of any family plan method increased in Lucknow as well as in the expansion cities. So, in conclusion, if you look at in conclusion, what do we get? The Satya network, it helps us in roads into the target population. It significantly increased the awareness of Satya network and correct knowledge of the network. The acceptance of providers as a family planning source improved among the target population. So proportion who trust providers, whether it's doctor, chemist, paramedical staff, as a family planning source, that increased. Proportion who felt that the provider gave useful information about family planning improved from baseline. In 3 years, this is just a three-year study, three-year implementation program, and the program has contributed to increase in discussion about family planning methods with the provider, you know, when the baseline, when the end line was conducted. However, of course, you know, we would always say that there are further efforts needed to enhance communication activities to motivate young married couples to visit the Sathya network. We are, right now, we are not doing that anymore. This project has ended, right, Arunesh?
Yes,
sir. Yeah, so the project had ended because MBPH ended, and we now have other activities going on, which is under our overall centrally funded project, which is the SHOPS project in the private sector. But the MBPH project, which we thought would be a continuation of the SHOPS, that ended. And this, unluckily or unfortunately, this portion of that communication side of that project, AID did not fund us. And other activities within the private sector is continuing in India. And so we would like further research required to understand what are the key triggers and barriers of seeking family planning information and services from healthcare providers. Thank you.